Well, good afternoon, and thank you for letting us present about the Tree County Veterans Park and Memorial, the future one. We are just three of 21 members, Dan and Mitzi and I, are 21 members. Donna is on the committee, Chapel is on the committee, and several others. And anybody wants to volunteer to help, this is going to be kind of a sizable project. Step over and sign up. Our PowerPoint here was developed by Mitzi and Dan. They did a great job, and we'll be using it a lot in the future. Just a little bit about those two that are working so hard on this presentation. Mitzi was a little bit shy in her when she was inaugurated into Rotary Club. She was a full bird colonel in the Air Force. She was deployed during a critical time to Iraq. Dan is quietly a Vietnam veteran, a year in Vietnam, the Air Force. He was outside the wire, as we called it, for several months on combat patrols around Tonsonute Air Force Base. And Tonsonute Air Force Base was massively attacked during the Tet Offensive of 68. And we appreciate their help and their service. For me, my dad, all of us have veterans in our family, most likely, even if you're not. My dad was 19 years old. Jim Wallace, you had five at one time in World War II. My dad was 19, drafted into the 3rd Infantry Division of the 5th Army. The 3rd Army fought in Casablanca, North Africa, and the conquering of Sicily and Italy. And the books I read, the combat that they faced in Italy was just inhumane to even read about. He made it to Anzio. The Battle of Anzio, it lasted 21 days. They were surrounded and cut off for days. And the last big push, he was on a post, and they overran him and killed everybody in the building but him, and he became a prisoner of war for 15 months. And he was taken to Poland. His feet froze to the point the Germans wanted to cut his feet off, and he was turned into one of those human skeletons that you see, and it took months to even get his stomach back once he was liberated. He died at a young age. My sister was only 6 years old when he succumbed. So we're all veterans. We have everything we owe, everything we have is due to veterans, everything. Our vacations, our wealth, all of our wealth, our massive American freedoms, and all of our ability to do all of our political fussing that we do, it's all because veterans, some 19-year-old kid with an M1 or an M16 bled to death someplace so that we could do all of our fussing that we enjoy doing so much. Stan wrote a letter. He couldn't be here today, but he wanted me to read from Stan. It says, good morning. On behalf of the Tree County Veterans Committee, thank you for having us. Sorry I'm not able to be with you today, but you are good hands and making the presentations today. When I came back to serve again in a local office, I knew I wanted to try to do some type of memorial for our veterans. Then in March of 2023, Tree County was the site of a horrific helicopter crash. Aftermath of the crash, I was moved to form a committee to begin the process of forming the Memorial Park. Our initial phase was the memorial of the Black Hawk, the 9 Black Hawk soldiers who perished. I actually heard that crash that night from my house, clearly, and then the second crash, and I think I texted you because of the people, the helicopters flying around overhead that night, just west of 68. While this first phase has been challenging, we are determined to see the completion of our ultimate goal, which is a Veterans Memorial Park that spans the sacrifices made from the Revolutionary War up to modern conflicts. Our aim is for us not only to be a memorial but an educational experience where people of any age, including students, schools, local and regional schools, can visit, learn, and appreciate the sacrifice that our community has made through the years. If you have any questions, let me know. And with that, I'm going to let Mitzi start walking through. Her and Dan will be sharing the slides.
Thank you, sir. All right. Let's see if I can get this back. All right. So as mentioned, in July of 2024, the judge exec appointed several local veterans, historians, as well as interested stakeholders in developing a committee that would look at and design and construct a Veterans Memorial Park that would recognize and honor the veterans here in Trigg County from the American Revolution and beyond. And our immediate focus was on the Nine Eagles from Fort Campbell. This property is located at the intersection of 6880 and 272 near the Vincent Cemetery. And this committee was divided up into several work groups, one being history, design, implementation, and finances. And it was decided, since this is such a large task, that the construction would go in three phases. The first being Nine Eagles Memorial, which you saw right here, that was completed and dedicated in March of 2025. The second is what we're currently working on, which is phase two, which is a history trail, which is including a paved pathway, and each military conflict will be designated a marker as well as an interpretive panel with the QR codes. So the interpretive panel will have information about our veterans' contributions to that military conflict, and then the QR code would lead them to other informational resources. And so this history trail will provide education to our visitors who come to the Memorial Park, as well as for our students who come in and look at our park. And then phase three, which will be much later on down the line, will be a staging area and seating for ceremonies such as for Veterans Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, or things of that nature. And this is the current committee members that are part of this project. Probably recognize most of these names. And there's people who come on later on as time and as the project designates. Gives you an indication of where that memorial is located, 68 and 72. And I have an overhead of what that looks like. So there's that up here is, that's the new 68, here's the old 68. So it's that kind of like pizza pie piece in the middle right there. So the Nine Eagles Memorial is right here. There's the Vincent Cemetery. This is where we have planned for the history trail, going up the hill, up to the flagpoles that are going to be up there. And then over here is where we're looking at putting in the staging area and seating. You think you've seen that one before. And this is what it currently looks like. It's a blank page, so to speak, for phase two, with our history trail going up to the top there. Now, the nice thing I thought was really wonderful is that we had one of our high school students that is part of the engineering department there at the CTC who has done a CAD rendering for us. That's Emma Dowell, and her teacher is Mrs. Ricks. They were very kind to help us with that, and I think that was a wonderful opportunity to have local students be part of this project. And then here is, this is a AI mock-up of what we would like it to kind of look like with the monuments and the interpretive panels and going up the hill. So this is something that I created off of Canva. It's the first time I ever did that.
So good job.
Yeah, I tried it. It took me about 20 tries. But we got there. Teach one, do one. And then here's phase three. Phase three is the other side of the cemetery. And you can see way over here on the left side is Nine Eagles Memorial. And so the plan is to put the staging area with the seating over on the right side of the property. And that is, I'm going to hand it over to Mr. Dan here.
How long is the trail?
It kind of depends, maybe about 300 feet. It's going to be running up and kind of winding up.
I'll just be real brief. The reason I'm here is, why are we doing this? Why are we getting into building a memorial? And the answer is, so we don't forget history. We're starting with World War II and trying to, that'll be the first marker we work up, which, as you all know, was the greatest generation, as far as I'm concerned, Donnie's father and so forth. There was, in that conflict, actually in that war, you know, we were bombed in 1941 in Hawaii and got involved. There was 16 million people in the United States involved in that war. And there was 400,000 deaths. And 27 of those folks were from Trigg County. As I'm sure you all know, there's a monument right in front of the Justice Center with those names, along with the Korean War people and the casualties of Vietnam. So this is history. The people that fought in World War II, the people that fought in Korea and Vietnam are leaving us. About 200 a day for World War II folks. The University of Kentucky did a survey not too long ago in 2023 about where veterans live in Kentucky. In Trigg County's population, we've got about 10% of our folks that live here are veterans. In that period of time, there were 7 World War II folks left, which is really unusual if it's true. 65 in the Korean War, around 360 for the Vietnam era. And then for the Gulf Wars, around 600. So the point is, whether these folks fought in the military or whether you didn't fight in the military, everybody still stood before the flag and took the same oath to defend the Constitution of the United States. So I think it's important that we do this. You can't put all this information on a obelisk in the park, but what you can do is put a QR code or something that you can reflect back to a website and put all kinds of information about each one of these conflicts. So I think this is something the Rotary should be interested in. It's definitely embodies service above self, no question about that. And so Donnie's going to talk about the money. I think this is a project that people will contribute to individually, but we've got a little bit of a hill to climb there, so I'll turn it over to him.
Bean County. First, tell Stephanie and Craig Perry how much we appreciate them donating that land around their cemetery there, and for helping with the completion of the first phase for the Blackhawk kids. Very generous. So we finished phase one. That would have cost about $78,000. And we had some in-kind, et cetera. So we spent about half that cash outlays. So we had Terry Hamby and his foundation contributed about $20,000. And then these other made up enough money that we actually had some left that we could push over here to phase two. So Bank of Cadiz, FNB, Seven Springs Farm, Storm Shelters, Friends of LBL, Woodman Life gave $10,000, has given us $10,000 for the fund. Kentucky Department of VA, $81,000 they have granted us at this point through a grant that Mitzi submitted to them. Terry County, then the fiscal court has committed X dollars every year for several years to come, thank you. Because we view this as a four-year project, you can't pull this off in a short period of time. So to date, and we've had, we had one lady that gave us $5,000 recently. Donnie Pogue, I said something to Donnie Pogue, if you know him, go check for $1,000. So, but all that's great, but we still have $300,000 to go to get phase two complete. And that's the, if you saw the drawing, buying all those monuments, getting the land in, getting the engineering done. So that's kind of where we stand at this moment. And it's not, you're not gonna raise $300,000 by sending out letters and so forth, although we will do that. Cindy Ezell is now on the committee of Wreaths Across America. She has several hundred names in her database that we will be sending now that this is complete, the PowerPoint. That'll be going to several hundred people, but we need bigger chunks to pull this off in the next 4 years. So we've got a golf tournament planned. Hopefully Jack Smith actually would do a golf tournament. But we're looking for bigger partners. And service above self, I think the Rotary, if there's any way we could be a partner with Rotary on some level to pull this off, that would be extraordinarily helpful too, as with other organizations. I think that Mitzi, you've been in touch with Historical Society.
Yes, I
have. And there's some potential there for some grants if it's related to education, which this is an educational trail. So it fits that, checks that box off.
Honey, mm-hmm. Do y'all have giving, say if someone wants to sponsor one of the World War II marker? Okay. Are y'all going
to... Go to the next page while he's talking.
Sure. Are y'all going to have it where people can, say, sponsor something?
Yes. Yes, two or three ways. This is the way you normally would contact, but bigger things like that. One thing is Dan is going to help design a board, kind of like the one in the Methodist Church up there where it has a tree and people donate and they get a bigger leaf. There will be a board, probably the shape of an eagle, and you get a feather. But if you want to sponsor one of the memorials, we certainly would want you to get your name and dedication.
Do you have any idea what one costs?
Well, I reached out to one memorial company, and the one we were looking at was like an obelisk, and it was $28,000.
So we're using, not all of them, that would be World War II-ish, larger than most. So we're roughly using $20,000, and there'll be 12 of those,
okay,
varying sizes. And we know that the Rotary Club in New Zealand put up a service above self gate honoring the veterans at that war. So yes is the answer to your question. Yes, ma'am.
Be paved.
Is it going to be bricks?
So that's like bricks or flagstones that are engraved, yeah, for donors, things of that nature. We have planned for the paved pathway to be a brick or a flagstone in order to make sure that handicapped individuals and wheelchairs and walkers could navigate pretty easily. Not that we're not opposed to the bricks or whatever, but the paved
Yes.
I don't know the cost of cement.
An estimate, I don't know, I didn't bring those numbers. But so it would be, it's going to be about $100,000. We do have that numbered in our file.
For the paving?
Yes.
The layout hasn't been engineered, so we have to deal with the elevations and things of that nature, so that.
It's inside the 450. And so the 12 monuments at $20,000 apiece are in the 450, and then the paving and the engineering to lay the path out is inside that 450. So we've had those estimates made. That's how we get that total number.
You know, the committee recognized that once they got started, we would learn of more veterans from this area that we didn't know about. So that's one reason they're going with the latest technology to use the QR codes, because they can update that information. Because as soon as you print it and it's in concrete, you're going to learn you've got three more veterans you didn't know about. So that really, I think, uses technology and allows us to constantly update that information. And then, I thought about Rotary particularly for the education piece. If you've talked to Stephanie at all about this project, you can know all the reasons why it's near and dear to them. You know, they know what it's like to lose a child in a tragic way. And that's why they were so happy to donate the land there. So it starts, it goes all the way back, you know, to our own young people. And I think just being able to remember our history and do it in a very professional way. You know, I've encouraged Donnie, and I've had a lot of conversations, don't sell yourself short on this. Don't go cheap, because the community will step up, and I know we will. You know, let's do it right, let's do it well. You know, let's do something we're really proud of. And, you know, even from a tourism standpoint, yeah, people will follow that. They will follow that trail to see that memorial. We know they will. So the location of it is just perfect. You know, it's on a national preserved highway. It's four lane. It's going into Kentucky's number one tourism destination. And between the lakes, you could throw a stone from it. I mean, it's got a million different reasons to be incredibly successful.
Is there a hump amount that, in other words, you're at this point with your money, and to really get over the hump to progressively proceed with either the layout in terms of topo, in terms of getting it layered down to where you can really start doing
back one,
doing some stuff?
Yes.
Is there some dollar amount that needs to be obtained before you get there?
Well, we have, I don't know if I mentioned it, I was going to go back.
Yeah.
We have about $150,000 from these.
Phase two, right? To be used toward phase two.
Yes, ma'am.
So we can begin the process either with, and I'll get you the numbers for the paving, so I'll break that down. And so we can begin the process. The design committee, what do you block you out?
Oh, I just didn't want to over the cords.
The design committee, of which she's a part of, is beginning to look at that. I think we chose World War II as the first monument and go from there. And so I think 28?
Yeah, 28,000 was 28. As a quote.
But we haven't quoted that. We want to run that through a lot of quotes once we get that designed. So Scott, on your question, we can begin the process, the baby steps, with the money that we have.
Would it be helpful for Rotary to come up with a dollar amount and to present it to the public in terms of a matching? In other words, Rotary would commit 50 or 75,000 for matching funds, or would you rather have a dollar amount? You know, around here, matching seems to be pretty helpful in terms of raising some money in places. I didn't know if y'all.
Well, it's always easier to get a lump sum.
Right.
But matching is an idea.
Well, by that, I don't mean that we wouldn't give what our commitment was. It would be that y'all could use it to advertise to the public that.
Yes.
Yeah, Because we had discussed it being part of our auction effort.
Yes. Yes, maybe one night for the memorial.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Having been a little bit involved in the Home County Hero Flags.
Yes.
While they are not necessarily particularly war veterans, they're veterans. I mean, some of them have participated in conflicts or have not. I can tell you that the two times that the city has done it, they have maxed out their sales in nothing flat.
Right.
If you had anything at all that would allow individual family members to participate in this, that could recognize their own veteran in some way, I think that would be a really big fundraiser for you, because those things are selling for, I don't know if they're 100 or 150, but you could probably do more than that, because it's a permanent installation potentially, like even if, as Molly and I were talking, I understand the handicap accessible part of the pathway, but bricks along that pathway on the sides, I just think you could very easily get a lot of people to do that, to see their veteran's name memorialized, even though they may not have been involved in conflicts.
It's a good idea.
Right. Now, on the conflict, on the individual obelisk or whatever it is, it won't name every veteran. We have tens of thousands. So it'll just honor that group, and then the QR code,
we'll show the names.
You'll be able to see names and update things.
Has anyone from the committee contacted Fort Campbell for the possibility that some of the AT engineering units could come in and do some of the work?
I know Chapel's, that's something we can do.
We can do it. We haven't
done that yet. That's a good idea. We have a firm.
We'll have that opportunity in about 5 weeks.
At the 101st breakfast, the Mac breakfast? Yeah. Okay. We will.
The lady in the back here has a question.
Yes, sir. Ma'am.
No, I
choose the lady first.
No fighting. John is a work in progress. We're not making that progress.
I was just curious, what was the thinking that left off World War One?
It's not.
It will be included. We just decided to start with World War II since we still had at least one, last I heard, veteran available.
Yeah, there's 12 conflicts that will be recognized.
So we'll start with the American Revolution as far as the monument, and then what's next? American Revolution, War of 1812, and on up.
I'm assuming we're going to have, this is going to go to the board and then come to the general group. So that's our process.
Okay. Sure. John.
I had the conversations with the Department of Transportation about pavement signage.
Not yet. We haven't got that far, but that's a great idea. Because, well, the new one is very visible. It's on the highway side. It will be very, very visible. This one is kind of hidden a little bit over behind the berm. By the way this was designed, the trash site, if you line this up with the center of the monument, that points directly to the trash site.
So there's an overhead
function to the way it was positioned.
So it's on, as far as discussing with road signage, it is on the checklist.
Yes.
On the checklist. Because that's a concern with this.
There we go. One of the things that's going to happen with the Pleasant funding is we're going to put in flag poles with each service flag at the highest point right here along the road. So as you come down, you'll be able to see all the flags and the American flag too. It's one area lighted and resizing. So I think that'll bring some attention to the site, and I think people will see that and think we're serious on moving forward. But a lot of this is evolving. We don't know for sure how this is going to work.
So would that flag, that flag I mean, that's a would seem like it would be a
good thing to parse out to, for people to purchase, like if they can sponsor a flagpole for a certain conflict, and then maybe have some kind of recognition, pay for the whole thing.
Well, fortunately, the Woodman folks already donated all that.
So they supply all the flags.
I just want to add, as things are evolving, if there's any service opportunities, I've got three boys that are from eighth grade on down, mixed up in several different clubs and teams and things. So if there's any service opportunities for maintenance or whatever, don't hesitate to ask this group, especially if we're connected on a different way, but I look for my boys, and I would also help, because I'd be afraid one of the girls would probably run out of room. Nonetheless, I'd be glad to, you know, help with any kind of maintenance.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it.
We'll use it.
Do we need a, if we wanted to, is the auction committee who needs to consult on whether we want to do a deal like we did for Genesis Express for the memorial?
I think these guys, you know, it's hard to ask for money from the people who know the best, and so it's, you know, Donnie can talk you into anything, except he doesn't like asking for money.
Right, that's exactly.
You know, I think they need to know, first of all, to be able to say Rotary 100% supports their project is important to them. And then the second ask is, you know, we're pretty good at raising money. And so is there a way that we can assist them to give them the confidence to move forward? You know, right now they're sitting there saying, okay, we've got $150,000. That would buy a little bit of concrete, not much, and maybe two of our 14, 12, two of our 12 monuments. They don't want to bite off more than they can chew and assume that they're going to have the money to build this out, but they clearly have the vision of where they want it to go. And so, you know, you can do a lot of things with confidence, and you can do a lot of things with support. And you know, I'd love these guys to leave knowing they have our support 100%.
Okay, I make a motion that we voice our support for the project.
Endorse
the project.
Is there a second?
Absolutely.
So all in favor?
Aye.
We endorse your project, and we're very happy to do so.
Thank you.
Thank you. 100%.
Do you have any kind of timeline at all on when you hope to start?
We'll start real quick in 4 years from now.
John, we're working with a committee.
You're wanting to complete it in 4 years, right? That is kind of your so, you know, that's something.
All three phases.
All of it. They'd like to do two phases.
Just phase two you want to have done in 4 years?
Yeah, that's the big. That's,
okay, yeah. So you need.
It's quicker, you know, we raise money quicker in a little short that timeline.
You're looking at $300,000 between now and 4 years so that it's done and built.
So we don't mind if people
when you say 4 years, you mean
the second year, third year, fourth year?
Yes.
It's going to be like Genesis. It's cash. You do as the cash comes in.
Right.
That's right.
Yes.
That's absolutely right.
Daddy, would you kind of show them what we talked about being a parking area? We want to get people off the bypass, but right. You need to have a place to park school buses.
Where's
you need
the kegs?
Campers and,
yeah. Well, we're thinking this side over here may be a good place for a parking area. We've also discussed artifacts from military equipment, things like that, maybe in this area too. There's a possibility we could go back here, but this is a high hill right here. But
can you start over?
Yes.
Sorry.
You got to yell. We got a lot of people hard of hearing.
All right, pay attention. Listen up.
This is an old club.
The question was for parking, for instance. Well, this is a dead-end road, the L-68 is, so for school buses and things like that, no problem. We also, I think, can get an easement on this property over here. It belongs to someone else. This would be, you come in on the road and then L-68 ending for parking. But also, there's a possibility, and we have no commitments, I'm just talking, there's also a possibility of putting up helicopters, jeeps, trucks, something along those lines that
they put a request in, and I mean that would be so fitting for a park that started from that. I mean, that's how the whole thing really originated, was the crash of the Blackhawks.
Right.
So it would be just perfect. I really think this project's going to grow and grow and grow. And, you know, the sky really is the limit. The only thing limit is the space, and we think that we're going to have some opportunity to expand over into the land around it.
Yes.
If the need exists, and I think it will exist, so.
As far as the website, have you all thought far enough about where that website will be housed? I mean, like, I would love to have a link to it for tourism. Or I don't mind, you know, hosting. And it can still have its own thing, but.
It's underway.
We already have a domain. Lucy,
Kyler.
Yeah, Kyler. At the judge's office has gotten a domain and has, just has a very minimum presence.
Because it grows, I mean, like that, I'm willing to, I would love to have a link to it from our site, et cetera, because, you know, there's.
And there's nothing there now, but we've talked about donor box and a lot of ways to raise money. So I think we'll be dealing with that as well. As far as moving along, we've got $150,000. We're going to move along. We're going to do as much as we can to get started, just to lay out the infrastructure, so. And the flagpole should have already been up. We got.
Just something you might want to think about as you're moving forward. Like, I love your AI generated,
yeah.
You know, you get a big one of those just like that could be displayed at sites so that people can then with a QR code, make a donation, whatever, you know, just to spark the quick on the fly ones. But I know you make the bigger, more significant, but, you know, $25 helps.
The flagpoles come from Woodland. We plan to have a little ceremony putting the flagpoles up and hopefully draw attention. There's what should be in the near term.
Hopefully.
Near term.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Beth's point was currently now, you've already got the nine eagles thing there. You all could have something there with a mock-up of what the plan is and a QR code.
Okay.
And somebody who stops to see it could make that $25 donation or whatever donation.
And that's a plan.
And the QR code.
Yeah.
I mean, and you could even create the website with the very basics on it coming soon and the mock-ups and things, and you have a Facebook page so people can start following the progress. And, like, I don't know if you can create a, it doesn't have to be a GoFundMe, but some type of page like that where people can just start donating now in real time and everyone can share it via social.
Okay.
And you've got the traffic, you know, people love, they'll do snap over coming soon.
Yeah.
Is that how a general thing?
Thank you for supplying. Okay, that's a good idea. They put it coming soon.
Mm-hmm. I will say too, you've had a lot of local aircraft over this way here recently. And they recently called me to ask that I clean the airport so they can fly over. So it's being noticed.
Oh, to fly over this?
Yes. They wanted to directly fly over that.
How sweet.
That's cool. I hadn't heard that.
We graciously cleaned our airport very quickly to get them in here. So you've got folks that I know that I'm seeing on the tourism side with having the hotel accommodations right down the road from them. They're coming in to look at it. So appreciate what you all have done. I know it's a task to undertake. Yeah. I think you've done plenty of that path, but.
What was the ribbon cutting? Was like on March 29th?
Yes.
Which was a Saturday?
It was awesome.
It made it on Thursday.
Yeah. And Beth, to your point, we don't have much of a technology committee, so we may take you up on that.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could be great.
I mean, because you need something that's going to be striking and, you know, that could be a way that somebody contributes in any kind is to design a website or whatever, and so I'd be glad to help.
Right. Well, we're depending on Lucy for a lot of that. She's as busy as you all are. So. Yeah, that's a great idea.
You really need to get those graphs and the history of the things out there sooner.
Well, we'll hire you in.
One more job. We're going to give these guys a full campaign, just like we did for Genesis Express, using all of our assets. And because this will not be a fundraiser that is only an appeal to the business community, it's going to be a fundraiser that appeals to a lady on the lake that we don't even know her name, you know, that's been impacted by it. So this is a much broader, wider brushstroke than what we've done before. But I want these guys to have the money they need to build a class act memorial in our community that we're proud of forever in those two. So we're very capable of helping you do that, I think, so.
Thank you. We absolutely appreciate your time today.
They did the work. They spent, how many revisions did we make to the?
Just one or two.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Good work.
So our Rotary Board Auction Committee will have a conversation about this, bring back to you all to have further discussion and figure out how to do this financially. Any other questions, thoughts for the good of the group? Otherwise, Grant will be here in the mail. Oh, he's going to this week.